Y'all set? All right. Right, we are now reconvened for the admin portion of the meeting. We have one item on consent, I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second, is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay, motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve, and while the agenda doesn't show any discussion matters, I do have one to throw out here. And I'm glad Victor's here because it really would involve mostly you, Victor. And that is, I wanna plan for and begin discussing the follow-up meetings with the owners of the wind facilities to discuss the functionality and the performance of the light mitigating technology. So I can't remember how we did that before. Did we have separate meetings with each one of the companies, or did we ask, maybe we asked them for a report and then we had an informal? I guess it doesn't really matter how we did it. We can do it in a different way moving forward, but my sense would be to send them all a letter with some questions. Might be similar to what we sent them the last time. Maybe we'll have some additional questions. Get their responses by a certain time, and then it was really helpful to have them available for questions. I just don't remember how we did it.
Sure. I will find out what we've done in the past. Okay. Find if there's a list of questions, and I'll send it around to the three of you and see if you have anything to add.
Okay. And then we can put a meeting on scheduling maybe at the next.
Yep. We can figure out if we want to do individual meetings versus a larger group meeting.
Yeah.
My thought is individual may be better than a large group just because they're more likely to give us more details.
Yeah. It's just a lot of individual meetings to try to schedule, which feels like a nightmare.
Well, one of the things to review in that, you know, is how many are there that where the law went into effect this past December. If there's only a couple of owners that own all of them, then it would be pretty easy.
Right.
I don't remember how many specific owner developers have those projects.
But I want to have all of the projects, not just the ones from December. Oh, an update on the other ones too.
Okay.
That have been in you know, existence for a couple of years, because they'll have more data to share, and
okay.
And hopefully they will have fine-tuned, so we should have a pretty good feel for how the systems are working from those that have been using it for a year or two.
Is there consideration based on the letter that we send out, what we're looking for, and once we get the information, the need for meeting with those that we really need to meet with and seek further information? If they're smaller and they've complied with everything that we're asking, maybe we don't need a meeting. I mean, just really look at saving
yeah.
the company some time on what we're looking for.
Yeah, we can see that based on what they provide, but it's the systems are new enough and the technology's been sort of up and down a bit, and I think that it's the follow-up questions with them to better understand how what the shortcomings are, what's working well, and how they're going to keep improving it are pretty important.
How about if we start with some of the, I mean, get the letters out.
Yeah.
And then when we schedule, maybe schedule a couple of the bigger ones, and if someone that just has one facility
yeah.
somewhere, maybe put them on a photo to see how useful the discussions are.
We could also block like a couple hours and do one after another. That might work good rather than, you know, coming and going. So, well, in the companies, I'm guessing Dave Cedarquist might remember how we did it before, and he might have thoughts on what would work good on the board, and others may as well. So.
Absolutely.
All right.
I will figure it out.
Thanks, Victor. Does anybody else have any items to discuss? No? Staff? All right. Well, and we don't have any scheduling items either, correct?
I just have a final comment.
Okay.
On the schedule, the fact that we approved that motion on the Buddy Domingo pipeline, that put it on our schedules? Because it wasn't on mine before.
It's on. It's on a hold. Yeah, it's on there.
And so we don't have to approve it?
No. Don't think so. Already done.
That's why we hold them.
All right. Wait, with that, we are adjourned. Thanks, everybody.